Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Funny if the song's fading out. It's at the end. I could have sworn that we've been on break for way too long. And Solana's like, oh, no, song just started. But I feel like the entire Jimi Hendrix album has played. So Radio Row is underway, and we have our representative there, Josh Appel. He's going to join us every day from Radio Row in New Orleans for the next few days. And Josh Appel, you hear him do football games nationally for Sports USA, and he's with us. He's there. Do you see how regal it looks, Crowder? You'll be there tomorrow, Crowder. But
yes,
he's got a blank banner. It's the back of a banner behind him on one side, and some sort of call to men banner over his left shoulder.
It's the next generation of manhood.
Well, it's called a step. And repeat, you're right. It should be the other way, Josh.
You're on the back side of the step.
Yeah, they're facing the other way.
Got you. Okay. You don't have a banner or anything?
I have no banner. I have my setup and my mic and my laptop and you guys.
You want to bring a Hockman and Crowder banner up to New Orleans tonight, Crowder?
My flight leaves soon.
Oh, I mean, Hawk, if you trust me to set it up, I can do that.
I didn't think that it was going to look quite like it does.
Like it's in a high school gym.
I thought maybe you'd look more like you were at Super Bowl Radio Row than behind the bleachers at Norland High School.
But this is Radio Row, though. Like, this exact thing. I'm sharing a table with the Two Men On show from Albuquerque. They've been so nice to welcome me to their table. I'm at, like, one little corner of it. They're doing a show interviewing people all over the place, and I'm sitting here in the corner trying to, you know, be quiet, not overstep. But they've been great, and they offered me a margarita, and so I'm about to drink
it. Look at that. The guy's drinking a margarita. He's in New Orleans. He's on the show. I mean, he's having the time of his life.
That thing open.
Look at that. You're putting it.
Are you pouring it in a glass?
Huh?
Well, they're room temperature.
Oh, okay.
There's a cup of ice.
Yeah. I got you. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, look at that.
To the point, Hawk. Like, I'll be there tonight. Tonight I get in. I'll get to the hotel at like 1 a.m. So tonight you're fine. But for the rest of the week, I'm gonna be out on the town.
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna hit the town with Crowder Appel.
I mean, if I'm invited.
Yeah, well, that might
be my wife is here. Yeah, my wife is here, so you kind of be a third wheel. But you can come on out, man. You're a good looking dude. You know, you hang out.
I don't want to. You know, make a fool of myself in front of Fred Taylor and embarrass you in front of Ryan Clark. That would be the last thing I want to do.
Certainly will. What you should do is mention your friends with Mike White first thing when you see them, like you did with Javon Holland when you met him at Hollywood Kia.
That's what I did to Zach Gelb too when I met him last night.
It's a veritable who's who of Radio Row. All right, let me do our official stuff here. Let me do, you want to do cat talk, Solana? We have a little cat talk here to start out the 3 o'clock hour.
Sure, Hawk, let's do it.
Cat talk. Wow.
Cat talk. Is brought to you by our friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, and make sure to shop online at hollywoodkia.com.
Our please tell me you're gonna.
I'm trying to work on it.
No, leave it. This is how Rob Belinka acted when Nico called him offering Luca, trying to compose himself. No, this the video that I'm looking at. Me, Crowder, Swan, and Appel are looking at. You know, 2/3 of the screen is Appel, and on the backside of a step and repeat. And our graphic is straight out of 80s local cable. This so perfectly encapsulates AM radio at Radio Row. This is just what we're staring at, Crowder, is just perfect. We don't see anything of Radio Row other than the piping behind someone's 7 feet. And the graphics Solana created, because Solana happens to also be our graphics department, is straight out of clip art. he put the clip art disc in the machine and came up with football.
Helmet.
He used Microsoft Paint.
Hey, let's put the station name on
it. Great, man. Oh, that is funny. All right, what do you have for cat talk? Panthers have won 3 in a row. They sit atop the Atlantic Division, so they're on the road for 2 this week. Tonight in Washington, Thursday in St. Louis. Then they'll be back home Saturday. They host Ottawa, and then they begin that 2-week break for the Four Nations hockey tournament. You like the new All-Star situation, Appel, the Four Nations tournament?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Adds a little extra juice to the festivities. Panthers have a league-leading 8 players that are going to be representing their countries. And I think, you know, with some stuff going on in the world, it's kind of added some extra juice to it as well. Like Team USA has got to go play up in Canada, in Montreal, for the first couple games. So it should be interesting. I'm really excited. It's a cool concept.
Oh my god! I am laughing at our video graphic here. Just the like, not just the graphic, but like just the whole setup.
Solana. and then you got Solana, like room. You got room back here for random people to be walking behind me too.
That I love. I like. Yeah, I like when it looks like there's action.
You know what's so funny is that people are walking behind you, but I saw a black dude with dreads, and I tried to figure out if he played. But then I was like, "There's no way he played." Like, Josh is in a high school basement. Now, why would
you
they
must,
have,
I mean, when you walk through Radio Row, Crowder, it must be a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, Black dude dreads tattoos.
Yeah.
Hey, athlete. How are you doing, athlete? Yeah. Don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Crowder, are
yeah.
you are you doing the car wash of Radio Row tomorrow? Like, do you have appearances booked during the day?
So, long story short, we're going up there with a bunch of different people, but we didn't pay for our flights. So Nike asked us, asked each individual person, would you want to go to Radio Row to represent us? And I sent a strong no back. But if I have a flight and a check, I'm gonna go get a check. So whatever happens, happens.
Crowder will be there with his tap dance shoes on if they send him a check.
I don't know if you noticed about me, Josh. I appreciate a good old-fashioned check.
You?
I ain't going no damn where. I ain't going nowhere, man. Ain't no way I'm about to go walk around there for 3 hours. We'll give you $4,000. Man, so what time does it start?
Hey, speaking of, there's a couple things going on. Speaking of out and about, so Lana and I are going to be out and about Saturday. Saturday, we're going to be at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest with Gino Toretta. We're doing the tailgate the day before the big game. Gino's always talking about what a great grill master he is. And Solana's a good grill master. I'm good at glad handing, so I'll just kind of be waltzing around eating their food. But anyone can stop by. It's noon to 3 Saturday, and that's at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. And you can meet Gino Toretta. Now, he'll join us on Thursday. Remember last Thursday, he said he might bring his Heisman Trophy, which is kind of a cool picture. If you want to. Now, I don't know if he's going to bring it or not, but he said he might. So we'll let you know. But plan on Saturday. There's another thing going on Saturday. Our own Zach Krantz, 560's Zach Krantz, will be at Marlins Fan Fest at Lone Depot Park from 4 till 8. You can meet your favorite players, enjoy a behind-the-scenes ballpark tour, and end the night with a fireworks show. So that's Saturday at Marlins Fan Fest. And best of all, it's free, and you can go to marlins.com for more info. Let's do headlines here to start out the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk with Appel about Radio Row and the Super Bowl itself as he joins us there from New Orleans today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The graphics department will have to take a brief pause to do these headlines.
The funny thing is, because you started to ask him how long did it take you to make that. He started when the Hendrix song started. Didn't you see he started looking down on his computer? Okay. That's literally, he did this in the 2 minutes that we were on the air introducing Josh, which makes it even funnier. But he had asked me yesterday, do you want me to do anything special for Radio Row? Do you want me to create any imaging or whatever? And I said, no, I think the fun part is us just doing our show, and Josh happens to be there. But then he took it upon himself to make this, which is even funnier to me because this looks exactly like it should be based on our budget.
Tecmo Bowl ass helmet. That's
right,
ridiculous.
Right. Is the Tecmo Bowl helmet. You are 100% correct.
What's hilarious is the system we have available to us, we're not on the premium plan. So that is literally the only football helmet I have available.
The fact that you were able to put our logo on it makes me want to give you a raise. Who knew how to do that?
Do we have to rush through before the ads play on the helmet? We're not on the premium plan.
All of a sudden, it's going to say Culligan. I got to take a picture of this.
Solana, I think you did a great job.
He did. That's 1,000 times better than I would have expected. And you picked the perfect spot, Josh, right behind the piping and the blank sign.
By the bathroom. Where you want to be, Josh? By the bathroom. The bathroom.
That sound you hear is actually a continuous flush from the bathroom.
Josh is also working as the bathroom attendant at Radio Row. Where is Radio Row, by the way?
The convention center. I don't know the full name of it, but it's in the convention center. It is a massive building, as convention centers are.
Gotcha.
Does that help you at all?
That big ass dirty river? That big dirty river's around you somewhere?
Is that the Mississippi River?
And that big dirty one.
Hmm. I'm not sure.
I don't think it's the Mississippi. I know what you're talking about.
I don't.
It's that, yeah, because like canal, what is it? Canal, like Bourbon,
canal
and
Street,
the canal
yeah.
wraps that corner. Mm-hmm. And then by the aquarium, there's a big ass nasty river right there. A big little ugly nasty stink ass creek. And everybody wants you to go look at the water. I'm like, this looks like chocolate milk. This is disgusting.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen any dirty rivers, but I'll keep a lookout for them. And if I see it, okay. I'll avoid it.
Says the Mississippi on Google.
Hmm. You told me I was wrong.
Right.
Yeah, because I.
Right there
I,
by
he's,
canal?
Yeah, he's thinking of something else, though.
I'll look it up on old Google.
As for your headlines, the Miami Heat do play tonight at the Bulls. Tip-off will be at 8 p.m. Listen to it live right here on WQAM.
All right. What's the line on tonight's game? You have any idea?
I do not.
Leroy Horde suggesting you're talking about Industrial Canal, Crowder?
Probably. I'm going to find it. It's right there by Bourbon. If you go out of Bourbon, take a left, walk all the way down the street, turns, and
it's
a nasty ass river right there next to the aquarium.
Nasty ass river. Okay. You walk that during the commercial break. So, Appel.
I lived in New Orleans for 3 months.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like it. You really got a good lay of the land.
Bourbon. Left on canal, walk down, nasty ass
you
river.
You don't sound
ahead.
Like a tourist at all. A lot of the locals hang out on Bourbon Street.
Aquarium. I hate you.
The Heat are 3-point favorites tonight on the road in Chicago, by the way.
All right.
The Panthers
Bourbon
play tonight.
Street is my favorite bourbon.
good callback. It's a good callback.
You. Beltran. What is it called?
Ooh.
Leroy Horde now says you're talking about the Mississippi. I don't know. Nobody knows. Are you thinking of like Lake Pontchartrain?
I'm looking at no damn Lake Pontchartrain.
I think you're thinking of Lake Pontchartrain.
Urban Street. New Orleans.
You're literally the first person to ever confuse Google.
New Orleans. It's brown on the picture. It's brown on the picture.
Yeah, look at that. So what is that, the Mississippi? The mighty Mississippi?
I'm going to see.
All right.
You know you could drink from that.
Man, that nasty little... It can't be the Mississippi.
The Panthers play tonight, as Hawk mentioned, 7 p.m. They're in the nation's capital. The game is on ESPN Plus, so your only local broadcast will be with Doug Plagans on AM 790.
All right, very good.
This was interesting. The NFL, since Appel's at Radio Row, the NFL, because the Chiefs could three-peat, and Pat Riley owns the phrase, he has patented the phrase three-peat. The NFL has struck a deal with Pat Riley to use the phrase three-peat if the Chiefs were to win the Super Bowl.
All right. Good for him.
In the NBA, the Sixers have traded Caleb Martin to the Dallas Mavericks. He was signed there this offseason from Miami. Dallas sent Quentin Grimes and Philly's second-round pick back to the Sixers.
All right.
And Luka, along with Maxi Kleber and Markieff Morris, officially introduced by the Lakers today.
Bye.
I mean, how far off from 270 pounds does Luka Doncic look at all these
He looked pretty
pictures?
Good, right?
Right?
Yeah.
I read that he could make his debut as early as Saturday, by the way, Hawk.
Luka?
Yeah.
He's magically healed?
Well, not official, but he could make his debut as early as Saturday.
Did I see right that Anthony Davis is already out of the next game for Dallas? Has he already been hurt?
I saw him at shoot-around today. I saw him, like, interviewed at shoot-around. Is he out?
I thought I saw something that he was dealing with an injury because somebody responded in a snarky way, oh, glad we traded for the healthy player, something along those lines.
All right, guys, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows are in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right, we will get an actual feel of Radio Row in the next segment from Appel. Not that you didn't get that feel during this segment when I couldn't contain my laughter, but that's how you're supposed to feel on a Tuesday at Radio Row. Now get to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like Friday, it becomes a who's who A-list celebrities. But Tuesday, it's Josh Appel in front of piping and Crowder.
Which is fitting.
Crowder yelling out like he's gold dust. River, canal.
I just sent y'all a picture of the dirty creek by Bourbon Street.
No one was doubting
Hold on,
that.
Appel.
No one was doubting it.
It's coming your way, Appel. Just came your way.
I can watch that gold dust video all day, every day.
I anyway, go swimming in that.
we will talk with Appel here from Radio Row.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
So, oh, look at that. I don't think we can use that trophy, Solana, but I like that you've added it into the graphic there. But
wow.
I think that might be a trademarked I think that may cause our YouTube videos to be pulled down if you add that little spicy element to the graphic. But we are covering Radio Row. That's more like it.
Disappeared.
I want it to look like an Atari 2600. So we've got Josh Appel at Radio Row in New Orleans. So just paint the picture for us, because we can see you on video, obviously, but paint the picture for everyone listening. Like, what's the vibe there on a Tuesday at 3:30? Are they Eastern time, New Orleans, or is that Central time?
We're an hour behind.
Yeah.
Central time. Okay. So it's 2:30 there?
Yeah, 2:36 on the dot here at the convention center in New Orleans. So it's been a quiet day. It's like really the first big-ish day of Radio Row. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as Hawk mentioned earlier, are usually the bigger days here. But there is limited space, and so WQAM does not have a table at Radio Row because I think I'm the only one here from the station, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but we're not there because of limited space. We're there because we have no money.
No, no.
Well, we're not there because we have no money. It was a space issue.
All right. Well,
he made it sound like it was a space issue. Like, like we had our bags packed.
So I'm a bootlegging trustee.
Well, I'm getting to why limited space is relevant here. So Sports USA was trying to finagle their way into a table, didn't get one, but the NFL was kind enough to say, hey, you guys can share table 8 with the fine folks from Albuquerque from the Two Men On show. So I am sitting at the table doing this show while they are recording interviews literally 2 feet from me with all kinds of people that are here on Radio Row. They gave me a margarita. They've got some chips and salsa here. There's one of the hosts.
Look at
right
that
here.
Guy right there. There's a guy.
Hey, what up, killer? From
I mean, what a great snapshot of who Crowder is. Does not hesitate. Hey, what's up, killer?
You call somebody killer, that amps up their self-esteem to the top. What it is, killer?
That would have been funnier. I think that guy just came behind there and checked what you were talking to because I think he thinks you might be crazy and talking to no one. And I think he wanted to see if there were actually other people on the video feed. And it would have been funny if we had some advanced knowledge of it and we could have just like put up sock puppets or something. So when they looked there,
these poor guys were doing an interview in the last segment while we were on. And the guy they were interviewing kept looking at me like, look, what I was doing, who I was talking to, why I had a headset on, but I wasn't talking to him. It was probably
ask
a very
that guy
bizarre.
To come back and rank our graphic.
Hey man, wave over killer.
Wave over killer.
Hey, killer. he didn't hear me.
That guy 100% is in like the back room where they have all the free drinks going, hey, if you get a chance, go to the Albuquerque table. Wait till you see the graphic.
Oh my gosh. What were you gonna say, Crowder?
I was gonna ask, man, who's the Tuesday A-listers? Who's them dogs you done seen?
The Golics are here. Trey Wingo. Been a few players. A couple guys from the Jets were here earlier. Matthew Berry. Florio. Chris Sims. Mad Dog. Chris Russo.
Okay.
He was here. The Threads booth. Like the social media, the social media company Threads. That's a booth here. And I think
the boost made it.
Yeah, Jason Fitz from Yahoo is right across from me. It's a who's who.
Did you see Victor Bermudez? Victor's there.
Is he here? No, I didn't see him.
Yeah. You didn't see Victor? Oh,
I told you guys I saw Zach Gelb too.
Zach Gelb, of course, he'll be on with us tomorrow from Radio Row.
The Gelb. He should come and sit at this chair and participate with the graphic.
That would be ideal. that would truly be ideal. Hard.
Josh trying to make himself look important in front of killer to get somebody else there with him.
Add some real credibility to this.
In front of killer. The ease at which you blurted out, hey, what's happening, killer? It's such a testament to who you are. It's just that you don't miss a beat and you have no shame in doing that.
Is it truly amazing? Oh, that's killer.
It really is. Oh, there goes killer. Yeah, killer just walked by.
That's killer. I've done this for 20 years. Hey, what it is, player? You good, killer?
I mean, what grown man calls another grown man killer? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to do that, and someone introduces you to their son who's 9 years old. What's up, killer? Look at you. That guy's a grown man doing a radio show in Albuquerque. Hey, what's happening, killer? Like, you fell right out of character, the radio guy. You fell right out into, like, Crowder at a bar. You just, like, you turned on a dime. Hey, what's happening, Killer?
I wasn't ready to see Killer. So when Killer showed up.
I saw. You went right into.
How you doing? How you doing, Killer? You good? Hawk, now let's be honest. You've heard me ask a grown man how's his grades.
That's true.
Because I wasn't really on point.
When Crowder gets into, I haven't met you before, so I'll just drop my regular lines on you. He's used to saying to kids or whatever, keeping the grades up, how's your marks? How's your study?
How's your marks?
But once he's in that mode, I've seen a 45-year-old man walk up to him and Crowder blurt out, how's your grades?
Night school? You going for your GED?
Masters?
I get it, man. I get locked in. I get in mode.
So what, Appel, what is the, is there like a Super Bowl vibe there? You got there last night. Did you go out? Are there a lot of Eagles fans, a lot of KC fans?
So I was at Super Bowl opening night last night at the Superdome. What an event. Saw Cam Wolf, and I saw Ian Rappaport, and a Schefter was walking around, and that was a real who's. Gelb was walking around there. I mean, it was a real who's who.
Did they have a concert? Usually they have a performer.
They had it was some band, like a brass instrument band to fit the New Orleans vibe. You know, I never really understood why fans show up to opening night, because really what it's for is for the media, and they have players set up at all these podiums, and the media just asks them questions, or the guy from Jimmy Kimmel comes and will ask
questions.
It shows
you the power of celebrity, though. I mean, the fans line up in the seats just to point at, like, hey, there's Patrick Mahomes, or
there is literally no interaction whatsoever with the players. There's no way to communicate with them outside of yelling at them from a distance. And like between sessions, they'll call the players up on the stage at the middle of the field and they'll do some, you know, hokey 10-minute thing. And outside of that, like, there is no fan interaction other than that. I always found it bizarre why fans attend that thing. But hey, the NFL is king. People go to see anything.
The NFL does no wrong, man. Just the way Super Bowl Radio Row has grown over the 20 years that I've been associated with sports radio is wild. Like, it was never as, like, you know, we've done boxing radio rows, Crowder, where it's sometimes like in a back room of a hotel because there's four stations there.
With backgrounds like this?
Get worse.
Really?
A urinal. I think we did the show in front of a urinal.
It's the Pro Bowl. I was just there where people literally will drive thousands of miles, will pay money to say they saw Jared Goff walk past and take a picture from 45 feet away. The crazy thing to me, I akin it to, is spring games. When I got to Florida and saw that 80,000 people come to see us play each other, I was like, these people are nuts. But fandom is fandom. It's why the damn, why it's so much money and why hell we have jobs.
That's why that there is a radio row. Like, I mean, radio row's open to the public now. Yes. I remember they did that several years where they would sell tickets.
Yeah. I remember in Miami there was fans here, but I don't think there are any for this. I think the fan installations are in a different part of the convention center, or maybe not, because Bounty has one of the most ridiculous setups I've ever, like, it's bigger than
quicker,
my house.
Picker upper.
Yes. I don't know what the House of Wingman is, but I guess they're partnering up with Bounty, and they've got like arcade games and football games and stuff over there, and I don't really understand the purpose of it, but the installation is larger than my house.
They do everything large with the Super Bowl and Bounty. What is the line still? Is it 1.5?
Bounty selector size. I like when they have the smaller patches.
But I don't like the squares. I like selector size if it rips all the way down. Sometimes you can rip off just a square. That's a little overkill.
Oh, no. A little coaster. I don't want a napkin coaster. I want a,
Is the line still 1.5? I'm having a tough time getting on the.
I saw 1.5 earlier.
Yeah, do you have a side on this, Appel? You have a lean?
I'm leaning towards the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah. It's still 1.5 from what I can see. I like the Eagles. I like Saquon against this this Chiefs defense. I mean, James Cook and the Bills ran all over them, and I think that we might see that again with Saquon on Sunday. But, I mean, that happened, and yet.
And yet?
That's the end of the sentence.
Oh, all right.
Here we are.
we're all looking at it. I thought he cut off there. So, Anna, did you think that was the end of what he was saying?
I thought you guys froze because I was like, and yet? Here we are.
It's down to 1. I'm putting it in now. I've been waiting for it. I'm on the Hard Rock app right now. It's down to 1. How could you not bet
Saquon's at a
Holmes giving only a point?
And Saquon's down to 111. It started out higher.
That's a lot of yards, though.
That's a lot, but is it a lot of yards? He ran for 130 yards a game or something. And then to Josh's point, James Cook went crazy. Everybody goes crazy because they want you to run the ball, and then they come down and score in 2 minutes. It takes you 8 minutes to score, and that's the game. Kansas City wants to get to the fourth quarter with a single-digit game because they know Patrick Mahomes is going to go down and score, win the game, give you 14 seconds, everybody's screaming and yelling. Taylor Swift is kissing people in the box.
Well, don't forget the Eagles. They also have the exciting whites in the secondary.
Look at what Solana has just done to our graphic. Holy mackerel. Now we're on Radio Row. Now you feel the pomp and circumstance of what we're doing. I just put it in, by the way, Chiefs minus 1. I've been hanging out at 1.5 going, is there any chance it gets down to KC minus 1? Is there any chance it goes lower? We keep hearing from people who like the Eagles.
No.
I don't get betting against Patrick Mahomes. People have been doing it all playoffs long. Hell seems to have frozen up.
Oh, there we go. We're back.
There we go.
I got the spinning wheel of death on my screen, and I wasn't sure what was happening, and I panicked. Right.
Well, we had to put our graphic. We had to advance our graphic and get our logo up there, and so that slowed the computer down, I'm sure. All right, let's take a break here. We'll take a break here. Appel will stick with us during the 4 o'clock hour from Radio Row at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. We'll get headlines in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get 15 minutes of heat, maybe play a little talk about it Tuesday. So 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.